because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Thursday, 30th of May, 2019. And we were going to have a triad here today, but we got only a two-legged stool, myself and Steve Elkins. Vinny was to join us, Vince Finale, but his internet is still down. What is that, Steve? 3 days running now?
I think it's coming up on three, yeah.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, and his phone is janky as well because, well, guess what? That's on internet, and, well, he's... doesn't have a consistent internet connection, so ergo he's not here today.
Nope.
I wanted to bring this up first, and there's a reason why I'm doing this. We all know who Alex Trebek is, right? Right, Steve?
Oh yes. Okay. Just game show guy. Yep.
Game show guy. Been doing it for many, many years. And Sam, did you get that up? Oh, it's going up right now. Okay, all I got to do is hit refresh. Yeah, we've been doing the Texas two-step with the news stories. So, let's see. Is it up there? Okay, great. All righty, it is there. Let me refresh, Steve. Alex Trebek had... or still has, pancreatic cancer. Now, folks, the survival rate of pancreatic cancer, what is that, Steve? Are you familiar with any of that?
I actually am. Depends what stage, but the later stages, once you get to stage four, you have about 6-8 weeks. And I have heard of people actually doing aggressive therapy and chemo and all that stuff, and buying a few more months, maybe 5 more months on top of that. So it's possible to go 6 to 8 months in stage four, but well, most people don't.
He's in stage four, but there's a tad bit of good news here that he's been battling this for months, and I guess People Magazine reported yesterday that his cancer is in near remission, according to his doctors. But that's not the point of the story. NBC shamelessly censors Alex Trebek and cuts the host prayers comment. Following Trebek's months-long battle, he's, according to his doctors, he's near remission. In an interview with a magazine, Trebek thanked his fans for the support and prayers they've sent his way. But it sure seems like NBC News had no interest in mentioning those prayers. In a story Wednesday night on Trebek's fight against cancer, NBC Nightly News removed the Jeopardy host's mention of prayers by his supporters, according to Newsbusters. First, here's Trebek's original quote, as delivered to People. And they did not edit, they printed. says, I've got a couple of million people out there who have expressed their good thoughts, their positive energy directed towards me, and their prayers. He told the magazine, I told the doctors this has to be more than just chemo, and they agreed it could very well be an important part of this, meaning the prayers. In the version read aloud Wednesday night by NBC Joe Fryer, Trebek's mention of prayer didn't quite make the final cut. I got a couple of million people out there who expressed good thoughts, Fryer said, quoting Trebek. And he purposely avoided mentioning of the prayers. Completing this poll's entry into or entitles you to Conservative Tribune News Update. That's kind of janky. Completing this poll, and okay, it's something in the, embedded in the body of the story. Damn it, I hate this. At any rate, Fryer then skipped Trebek's mention of prayers and moved on to a different part of his quote. I told doctors this has to be more than just chemo. Well, the end their prayers part was cut out of the written, on-screen version of the quote. CBS, meanwhile, decided to go a different route in covering the story. The network's Wednesday broadcast of CBS Evening News simply did not include any mention of Trebek's praise of his fans, thoughts, prayers, or anything else. There was some encouraging news today from Alex Trebek, said Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan, who was filling in for the evening news host. The host of Jeopardy say his doctors tell him these the stage 4 pancreatic cancer is in, quote, near remission, in an interview with People magazine. Trebek calls the prognosis mind-boggling, but says has several more rounds of chemo to go before he's declared to be in full remission. On ABC World News Tonight, host David Muir did include Trebek's mention of prayers while reading the quote. Of the three network outlets in the evening broadcast, ABC was the only one to do so. Now, it's quite sad to see some national media outlets have no issues keeping mentions of prayer out of their broadcast. America needs exactly the opposite of what the established media is bringing to the table, and we need more prayer and less censorship. Now, Steve, I'm a little bit baffled by this. Are they going to the extent of scrubbing, quoting other people? Now, this is fascinating, because if I did that kind of editorializing, and this is why if I pick up an article and I read it, and there's parts of it I don't like, I don't disinclude that. Right. That is part of the writer's original intent and thought process. This is why they're writing why they're writing. Sometimes it's a mystery to me as to why they would make statements, but I don't go around editorializing. That is why when I read a news story, I do it verbatim, word for word. I don't editorialize. I didn't write it. So I'm not going to editorialize it because I don't agree with it. I will, and I've gone to the degree when people use terms that other people might be a little uncomfortable with, I include those as well, because my editorial power over somebody else's stories, to me, in my world, it doesn't exist. And I will tell people if there is something a little cockeyed about it, or they use swear words. I have actually used the N-word. If it's in the context and a body of a story, I'm not going to editorialize it. I'm not going to edit that out, because it plays into the story and the context and the intent of the phraseology used within the body of that story. Saying the N-word is not always a negative thing. People are speaking out against it at times, and they will actually use the term, speaking out against the term, they'll use the term, and I'll include it. I'm not here to play nanny to anybody out there. And it's this thing, folks, as I've said before, Steve, anytime this stuff pops up, I don't care what it is, you need to push back on it, and you need to push back hard.
Well, John, you act a little surprised. This is no big surprise to me. There is a war on religion. There's a war on our faith. And there is a big push on the LGBTQ agenda. All last week, I mentioned on my show Just a recap of what I saw. Ellen had a 3-year contract. Of course, she's a big time lesbian. They're going to talk about that. So 3-year extension of your contract, telling her how big her show is growing actually. And I don't know anybody who watches that who's not a homosexual. But then you got this new movie called Rocket Man, talking about Elton John. So that's a big push for the gay agenda right there.
Right.
Orlando Business had something that came out this week. Interesting. They are trying to encourage people to associate and do business with gay-owned businesses. And then you had Trump come out talking about a huge donation to HIV/AIDS medications for people who are HIV positive. Big push on that gay agenda there. Free needle exchanges, big time this week. And the Pulse nightclub, a $500,000 memorial to go up to commemorate those people who died at the Pulse nightclub. There's a major push for homosexuality in this country, huge push of this agenda. And so that goes against religion altogether. So, well, we're going to squash religion and we're going to push the agenda. So I'm not surprised one bit at all, John. This is nothing new. This is just the agenda being played out.
You have heard me say this. I've said it many times. That the issue here of the gay, lesbian, transsexual, give it a name, I don't care what you call it. Mm-hmm. It has always been the true American's belief, conservative belief, by way of religion. What does it say in the Bible that men shouldn't lay down with men? I think that's pretty big slam from, you know, God himself, the creator of the universe, of what he thinks about homosexuality. Mm-hmm. And if it's not in that position, I've also suggested to people that it's against natural law. Okay, you don't want to go with the Bible thing, that's fine. But natural law as well would counter or go against the lesbian and homosexual thing. I mean, it's just out there. But here's what I object most to, and that is the federal government, state governments, pushing the lesbian, bisexual, transgender, they're pushing it. Most of what you're seeing out there now with the confusion of the children, and we're talking kids here, folks. We're talking children here that probably haven't even gone through puberty yet, but yet they're being confused and confounded as their sex, and is this really what you want to be? That's how you were born. This is a construct that's being pumped into these kids' heads, and it's screwing them up beyond belief. I wholeheartedly reject that. Wholeheartedly. And it's just fascinating to me that this is going unabated, and when you, and here's the trap, here's the trick. Oh, so you don't like homosexuals and you hate lesbians. Well, no, I kind of feel sorry for them because I think they're missing out on the very point of life, and that's procreation to extend our species. Yeah, that's a pretty big point. But that you'll have people politicize this and argue against it, and then they go to the law. It's discriminatory. And see, we've got federal law that says you can't discriminate based on race or color or gender or religious beliefs. You know, we've got atheists, we've got agnostics, we've got Bible people out there, we've got the whole gamut of the human race and what they believe that listens to this network. And I don't like to be exclusionary, but be forewarned that this isn't a liberal. This isn't a crazy hat network that anything goes and it's a democracy and we make up our own rules and we want the law pushed. They want the men thing. They don't want the nation of laws. They want the nation of men and what they're saying. You know, ergo, there is the perfect rollout and there's the door opening for democracy. Democracy, of course, you can be outvoted if 51% of the people say nay to the other 49. And to what extent their punishment shall be, I'll leave that to your imagination. But, you know, here again, we're looking at this, we're trying to explain it, trying to understand it. Yesterday, our internet was cut off. You might have noticed if you're listening to Michael Rivero's program. We were down for a half hour. Why? Because the bill wasn't paid to the server company. So after learning this, I got the number. I called these people. They're out in California. And I did not realize that we were down 4 months. I thought it was only two. But it was 4 months we were down. And I'm chasing the people in the billing department. Called several times. Nobody's picking up the phone. And this has happened once or twice in the past where I could call up the sales department and they go, oh, yeah, yeah, John, I know. I know who you are. Yeah, okay, we'll get that turn right back on for you. And they would take the credit card information and run it themselves. Well, I couldn't get their cooperation yesterday. There was a guy in there that I really didn't know me and I didn't know him. So I ended up talking to the technical department. And the tech told me, and I recognized who he was, he's known me for over 10 years. And I said, do me a favor, put this on hold. You're going to try to obviously find somebody to run this card, right? And he goes, that's correct. And I said, well, just hang with me, put me on hold until you get somebody. Because the people that were in the other department, the billing department, I couldn't reach. The sales department, they put me on hold, never got back to me. Nobody ever picked up the phone. I said, so just hang with me if you would. And he said, I certainly will. So he gets somebody named Henry, Steve. Mm-hmm. Now, Henry evidently they wanted a number to call me back, and I gave it to him. And I'm still on the phone with this tech guy. I won't give out his name because I don't want anybody calling out there and using the opportunity to further confound and confuse and to anger people. But I was talking to him, the tech that is, and I said, I got one coming in. I think that's Henry. And he said, well, find out before I let you go. I switched over. Yeah, it was Henry. I told Henry, hang on a second. I told the tech guy, hey, I think I got him here. So thank you. And we'll get it straightened out. I'm talking to the guy, and I just initiated conversation. I said, I'm glad I got a hold of you because we're down. And I said, for a radio network, that's a very bad thing. And he says, well, I'll be able to take care of you. And I said, yeah. I said, I had talked to several of your compadres over there, and he stopped me mid-sentence. And he says, racism is not to be tolerated here. And I said to him, I said, racism? I said, who's being a racist? Well, you're using that term. I said, obviously, you don't understand what it means. Steve, what does compadre mean?
Well, actually, I found some more definitions of it, but it was an endearing term you used. And here, I'm finding another one here. The compadre relationship between the parents and godparents of a child is an important bond that originates when a child is baptized in Liberian and Latin American families. But the one I gave you was, it was, I don't have my phone here in front of me, John. But it was a good thing. It was friend. It was associate. It was a friendship. It was an endearing term to use.
But nothing to be construed as being negative.
Nothing racist about it at all.
And that's what, Steve, that's what I told this guy. I said, obviously, you don't understand what the meaning of compadre is. And again, he checked me and he says, I will not tolerate racism. Now, this guy, he was an Indian from India. Using the name Henry. Okay, I get that. I got that. Everybody is entitled to a job. But I have never been called a racist. I've never been termed or called to my face a racist in my entire life. And I tried to explain to the young man. I said, look, I said, obviously you don't understand what the meaning of the word is because you just triggered on a word that means nothing more than friendship. Well, I only had $300 of the $400 needed to pay the bill. And he tells me after I paid $300, he says, if you don't have that $100 in here by tomorrow at the end of the day, I'll pull your server. Now, I'm being called a racist and I'm being threatened with the functionality of this network. I had talked to the guy that was in tech that I'd had many conversations with over a decade. And he said, there's even a note on your account, John. He said, it's sometimes you'll go a month or 2 months, maybe three, but you always catch it up and you always pay it in full. Right. And he said, that note is right in your account. And he said, we've had no problem with that. You know, because $100 is not going to make or break these people. Well, I'm waiting for the call from the boss because I want to discuss this with him. This has no part and dealing with company to company. You start bringing that racism crap, I'm going to deal a card out of the deck that you ain't going to like, and it's going to be the Joker. Let's break. We'll be right back. No reason to get
excited. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
You know, most of the companies that I deal with, whether it's internet streaming, whether it's server, whether it's the company that has our website shackled down and damn near nuclear proof, they understand that our funds are hither and yon sometimes. And the balances, they have to go into the second or third month before they start getting hourly with me. Now, it's distressing to know that, because our satellite company has just been bought out by somebody else. Now, I've had the same satellite, oh God, Steve, for 25 years. And it's gone through one ownership change, but again, they understand with personal conversation with me that the money is not always there, and I'm always a month or two down the bills on this network. It's just a juggling act just to keep the network on air, to pay the people that do the shows, the board ops. We don't have any excess personnel, and it's been a struggle for going on 11 years now, and that's wearing. I mean, I can't tell you. It's the kind of thing that'll take a perfectly good ribeye and turn it into a hamburger, if you will. And it's stressful. It's distressing, but when I get this kind of stuff, from somebody that we've been dealing with for a very long time, and me being called a racist to my face, I'm just to the point. It's a trap, because you say anything against it, well, then you're a racist. You're arguing with me. See, you're a racist.
Yeah.
It's a way, that's their trigger. That's a way to shut down the conversation. And anything that you say beyond that point is just an excuse or a reason, but you're still a racist.
You know, John, looking up the definition I gave you today here, it is a way of addressing or referring to a friend or companion. Very nice.
But see, they don't get they think that because they can speak the language, they think that they understand the context of what's being it's being used. And to be honest with you, you know, you might be able to speak a different language, but do you understand the terms? Do you understand the words? Do you understand the Funkin' Wagnalls definition of it? No, you probably don't. And this guy didn't, obviously. So yeah,
did he have the power to say that to you, that he's going to shut it off? Was he just a tech, or was he actually in management to say that?
He was in the bill paying department, the one that wouldn't answer the phone before. Yeah.
Just sound kind of rude. I mean, it's like kind of like in a hospital. You're never going to hear somebody in the billing department say, if you don't pay this bill, hospital bill, we're going to seize your house. You know, they don't talk that way. They try to work with people. And I think the letter explains it, that your situation of, you know, being behind, it happens because of, it's, you know, losing the advertising dollars here. It's tough.
I posted a story. I don't know if you saw it or not. Let me first take this call, but I you might want to take a look at the story. It's sure. One of your Florida baseball teams.
I saw that.
Yeah. And, yeah, tell me that's because the fans have lost interest or it's a day game. There was 5,000 people. It set an all-time low in Major League Baseball play. And you can't tell me it's because, well, it was a little too hot that day, or, gee, I was at work. No. It's the disposable income that's not there. Pat in Fort Worth, we got a couple of minutes before the bottom of the hour. What's on your mind?
I'll try to say it quick, but I'm not bright as you are. I was sitting here listening to you, and I thought, what, racist? I think I know what's going on. Something you don't know probably happened in the House lately. I can't listen all day. I don't know what y'all know. But those Democrats passed an obnoxious LGBT civil rights bill. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I did. I talked about it on Sunday.
You did?
I did,
yeah. Okay.
Obnoxious. I mean, obnoxious. Yep. Jeff Rentz told it, and my son played it to me on the phone. They got it right. I mean, they told everything. But I wanted to say that those people are very pushy. You know, they've taken over Canada. People lose their churches because they say it's wrong to be that. It's wrong to be homosexual. They sue them for so much, they lose their churches all over Canada. Canada's suffering. Everywhere these people take over, it doesn't rain for a while, a couple of years, whatever. Anyway, the other thing is, some people think of Jews as a race. Did you ever think that maybe what it is?
Well,
a race?
I'm not quite sure, and I'm not ready to walk out on that thin portion.
Yeah, I know. It just hit me for a second there.
Well, Pat, I was going to say I'm hesitant to walk out on that thin part of the branch, but I know this has happened before to radio networks. We know it's happened to radio stations, that the managers or the owners of the company or the broadcasting facility, whatever it is, they're always threatened with boycott because they don't like what's being talked about. And we're going to cause you grief. We're going to go after your advertisers. We'll picket your place. We'll do whatever we have to. And the guy is hanging on, literally, these radio stations, folks, a lot of these radio stations are right on the brink of closing because they don't have the advertising dollars either. So these managers and station owners will panic. They'll fold. Due to the dollars, the shortage of dollars that they have, and they'll comply with their wishes. We've seen this before. But we also know that there are people that's their job to listen to networks such as this and cause as many problems as they can for them. I give you the one example of being debanked by Chase Bank. Yeah, same thing.
I know. It's rough out there.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I thought I'd throw that in because these LGBTs make everybody real nervous.
I know they do. All right, Pat, thanks. I got to go to break. Thanks for your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back now for a bit of sad news. I was going to put it on the trail of the Alex Trebek pancreatic cancer story, but we kind of got a little sidetracked and put more information out. But Al Whitney is no longer doing her show on Saturdays. That's being taken over by Ingrid Castle once again. It was her show originally, and they were doing it together, and then Ingrid had some stuff to do, and then Al Whitney took it over. And Al, last week, I got a call from Ingrid, and it was actually Al Whitney's husband that called her and left a message, and she played the message back that she was in the hospital. She went to the emergency room. Well, it was because she had embolism in her kidney and also her lung. At that point, that's all that they knew. And then I was told, Al called me today, and a few minutes after that call came in, Steve, I called you. But Al Whitney has pancreatic cancer. And that is not good news, especially when you said what you said, Steve, about the embolisms.
Yeah. She's got some other systems that are innervated with the cancer, so it's metastasized. So it's not good.
No, it is not.
My goodness.
And for the thoughts and the prayers, okay, we're all for that, all right?
Well, yes.
Here's Al Whitney's email. No more corruption at wowway.com. I'll spell that out. No more, N-O-M-O-R-E, corruption, C-O-R-R-U-P-T-I-O-N, no more corruption at wowway, W-O-W-W-A-Y.com. So again, that's no more corruption at wowway.com. And she requested, she said, you know, she said, I still want to remain active, and if you need somebody to sub for me, you know, you usually call on that very same day. She said, if I'm feeling okay, I will, I'll sub for you, you know, because she wants to maintain some sanity and stability and keep doing what she's been doing. And that's Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines, .net, and the Anti-Corruption Society.com. So she wants to keep her toe in that water, and I'm going to afford her the opportunity to do that as long as she is able. And if she's able to beat this, I the odds are not good, are they, Steve?
No, they're not. They're not.
So if she goes against the odds, she said, you know, I'd like to return to the airwaves. She said, but I cannot do it now. So please, folks, heavy on the prayers, just to piss the mainstream media off. Okay. Heavy on the prayers. We don't mind.
Nope.
No more corruption at wowway.com. Send her an email. And Trebek was, what he was alluding to was his support. That's what he was saying. You know, he said, I had no idea. I mean, he received thousands of texts and emails. I'm sorry, not thousands, millions. Millions.
He's well known. Oh, think about it.
I mean, yeah. He's been doing Jeopardy for how many years?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know.
Long, long time.
It's like Vanna and what's his name there on Wheel of Fortune. Gosh, yeah. They've been there forever. Generation and a half, maybe two generations, who knows. But at any rate, that's the news that we have. So the prayers are welcome and the support as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So at any rate, not always a fun day in
no,
radio.
It's hard to get that out, too, because it's your health, you know.
Yeah.
And those are things we unfortunately have to deal with sometimes in our lives.
I'm, you know, people just don't get this. I mean, when I say this, I get no feedback. When I tell people that this lesbian, gay, transsexual thing, this is all a learned experience in young people's lives. They're learning this stuff, and it's causing them confusion.
Oh, yeah.
And the highest majority, and here's really a shocking statistic, and I don't make this stuff up, folks, to make our position sound better or whatever the case may be. I do not do that. But the majority of people, kids that are considering transsexual, transgender thing, later in their adult life, they regret that decision and they want to go back.
Well, they do. Yeah.
So
I've actually had a case like that, John, where a young guy came in and he wanted to be a woman and clearly going through the changes and was really, really messed up. And guess what? When he finally did do the transformation, he was still screwed up, and he tried to commit suicide. Actually, trying to commit suicide, if you really want to do it, you do it. It was for attention getting. But he was still screwed up because he was going against nature. And most of these people, I'm going to say most of them, have some form of mental illness.
Well,
speaking of the teenagers and molding the young minds, John, we wonder why. We wonder why mental illness is growing in our teens, and we wonder why teen suicides are going up also. Think about all that.
Well, I don't know, Steve, I'll have to digress here a little bit. I don't know that it's a mental illness. I think it's just more of being conflicted, trying to grow up, go through puberty, which is a really fun time. I know it was for me. You know, and for females as well, you go through bodily changes. I mean, for the boy, it's, you know, the deepening of the voice and all that. But you also go through psychological changes as well. It's a transition into being a adult or a person that's can reproduce, okay? That's what post-puberty is all about in the human species.
Exactly.
It's to procreate. It's to create more. And this is more in me looking at this for a couple of decades. This is learned experience. They didn't come out of their mother's womb confused. It comes later in their childhood, and what they're being taught this in the public school system. They're being taught and demonstrated by their state governments, by the federal government, that, we got to protect people. You know, if you say anything bad against these people, you know, it's not the individual. I'm not picking on the individual. I'm picking on the lifestyle choice, which is a bad choice because it's, you know, whether you don't believe in the Bible or not, you know, okay, let's go the natural law way here. Okay, the Bible is a matter of faith, and you either believe or you don't. Okay, I get that. But let's go the natural route here. There are some species on this planet that are able to procreate with themselves. They're, what do they call it? Amorphic, or what's the word? Thanks, Steve.
I'm trying to think what you're talking about.
The like amorphic, earthworms that can reproduce?
Oh, you're talking about...
Yeah, say the word. Go ahead.
Well, hold on.
Okay. No,
I was going to say amorphic, but it wasn't amorphic as without form.
That's close.
Mesomorphic.
Well, something like that. But then anyhow, yeah. There are some...
Well, John, you have to admit, you and I both have seen that the young males are being feminized. They are changing in their appearance.
Yes.
They're changing their physique. They're changing mannerisms. The young American male that I remember growing up, working out and having a physique, you know, of a man growing up, a young man growing up to become a man, I look at these kids now, these teenage boys, and they are feminized, major feminized. And what is happening? Is it testosterone? What's being tweaked here? And I had a theory long ago, a little theory here to throw it at you, that it's possible. It's quite possible. I actually talked to Deborah Tavares about this. Is there a possibility that all these vaccines, especially during the area of puberty, growing up and maturing there, is somehow tweaking, dumbing down basically the testosterone and tweaking, increasing the amount of estrogen in your body. So these young men have very little facial hair. They're getting features like women. They're getting the hips, the narrowed hips like a woman, the arms. Everything is becoming more feminized. And I think we might be onto something with this whole issue of vaccines, especially around the time of puberty. It could possibly be making the young man into a feminine man.
Well, and look, there was a problem that was discovered, and we talked about this years ago. And I was one of the first people in the country to talk about it. There was all these hormones being shot into cows and chickens and pigs and everything else. And what it was doing was it was actually having an impact on the physique of the children that ate it, the females. And I never remembered this being in the fifth, sixth grade. These young girls were nowhere close to puberty at the age of 10 or 11. But now, to see a 10 or 11 or 12-year-old, they're replete with mammary glands now, okay? Yeah. And people started to notice this and going, wait a minute, I don't remember this like this when I was a kid. And lo and behold, what did that start when people started to find out about that and they talked about it? This spread far and wide. Well, then you had these companies now using it as a marketing tool. Oh, well, we don't inject our chickens or our cows or our pork with hormones or anything else anymore. You know, they used that. They were doing it, but then they used it as a selling point to sell their product to make people rest assured that their product wasn't going to grow a third boob on you. You know, I mean, chasing
well, eight-year-old girls and 9-year-old girls having periods. I've seen that a lot.
That is not natural, and that's not normal.
It's not normal.
And on the issue of fluoridated water, how many effects can that have on the human body, Steve?
A lot. Hey, but speaking of which, I'm glad you mentioned that, because Vinny pointed out to me when we were at his house. He said, look on the back of your toothpaste. It says, do not swallow. And it actually gives you a telephone number if you swallow too much to call the poison control center.
So that's just a legal schmeagle way to limit their liability. Well, see, it was on our product. But
well,
wait a minute.
You're getting a double dose between what you take in from brushing your teeth
and then
your water supply. Think about that. Yeah. I mean, if it's putting it on their poison control just for brushing your teeth.
But that's a way for them to try to limit their liability to the public. They're actually putting a poison okay, into the product they're selling it to you, and then they're giving you an advisory. Well, you know, that might be all right if I put toothpaste on my between my toes for athlete's foot, but I'm not doing that. I'm putting it in my mouth. It's being absorbed in my capillaries and my blood vessels. And God forbid if I swallow it and then I got to call a number because it's a poison. There's something very wrong with that.
There is.
And to this day, people are still going to their town councils and they're going, you know what? This fluoride issue, we don't want the fluoride in our water. But they're continuing to do it. Continuing to do it. I ran across something the other day, and I want to watch this. I want to watch this documentary again. It was on Netflix, if I remember, and it was about DuPont and their Teflon. Steve, they knew this stuff was bad 30 some years ago. They've been making it since they discovered it, and I think in the 30s.
Yeah.
And then the 40s and the 50s, they started to really ramp it up. By the 60s, you saw, oh, the wonderful Teflon, no stick cooking. Isn't this wonderful? Well, they knew the product that they were selling would contaminate and injure people. And how this was discovered was a discharge from a DuPont company into a river. Now, they let the locals know that, oh, okay, we're gonna do this discharge here, and well, somebody got the idea, well, wait a minute, maybe we should be looking at the people that are getting their water from this river downriver to see what their cancer rates. It was astronomical. And guess what? It can also cause pancreatic cancers as well. So we've got companies, and this is going to be bigger, Steve, I believe, than even the issue with the company, yeah, I'm blanking on the word here, the weed killer company.
Oh, you're talking about Monsanto.
Monsanto, thank you.
Monsanto.
Monsanto. And how many people have been dying of cancer by using that product? But what, lo and behold, what did I see? I saw a commercial for Roundup with their glyphosate. Let me get that right. That they already know. They know there's lawsuits against Monsanto. What did I see today? A commercial for Roundup saying it was safe. Yeah. So they're still telling the public, they knew this 30 years ago. It wasn't safe, but they're commercially putting it out that this product is safe for you. After they've been losing millions of dollars in these lawsuits, folks. And these aren't any pushovers. These are people, these lawyers, I think they grow them in a test tube. They're like Sikkim dogs. Okay, you get your degree, you get your license, and, you know, whatever we set out and we say kill, we want you to go kill whatever's in our way. They get multi-$1,000 an hour attorneys. These corporate attorneys to gather together to protect the company's interest, and the interest is money. So there they are defending something that's already been declared very bad. You've been getting your butt kicked in court right and left. And thankfully, and I was talking to Vinny, and I'm sure you were as well, Vinny was going to tell his story today. I don't want to tell it for him. I'll let him do that when he comes on. But he caught a company dead to rights putting a product out in the market that they knew was bad.
Yes.
And it was hydraulic and lubrication stuff. They knew this stuff was bad when they were putting it out. And it's destroyed. Vinny used to tell me, he said, man, he says, I don't know what's going on. He said, my hydraulic hoses on my tractors, they're blowing. I got O-rings that are just blowing out for no reason. Transmissions that are failing. The lubrication for the transmissions, and it comes out to this company that was putting out a defective product. It was something that was used to flush hydraulic lines, and they're putting it in little yellow 5-gallon buckets and selling it to the public for hydraulic use and for the transmissions. And it's destroying them. John Deere is behind this, and it's destroying that. And Vinny is hot. He's already a lawyer. Yes. Already contacted him. He didn't contact a lawyer. A lawyer had contacted him, and he's at the center of the maelstrom, I guess, of this lawsuit. And he mentioned class action. I said, well, Vinny, I said, you know what happens with class action, don't you? I said, if you win the case, the people that have put their name in the hat, you all get less. If you go after them individually, you know, you get a... He says, well, this has cost me $200,000. I said, that was money out of your pocket due to their fault of their product. I said, this goes class action. You might get 10, 20 grand. I said, you're not going to recoup your loss from these people that knowingly put this product out in the market to destroy your farm equipment. And Vinny's contention is what, Steve?
Well, he and I talked about that last night, and I brought it up to his attention, which my theory was, and he said later on, I think you might be onto something there. The idea is to destroy, to get rid of, the eliminate the little guy and the little farmer, get rid of him. That's part of Agenda 2030. And basically, create shortages of this and that. And if you killed off basically this hydraulic fluid, many will tell you more about how destructive this stuff is, because it is not hydraulic fluid. It's being marketed as.
Right.
But what it could do was destroy all your farm equipment, so you can't do your fields anymore. You can't bale hay. You can't do anything. It destroys all your equipment, and you cannot recoup from that. You'd have to rebuild everything and buy new equipment. And so what it would do actually was destroy basically the little guy, the little farmer. The independent farmer, get rid of him, and what you would have are very large, big farming industries that would still be allowed to conduct business because they wouldn't be affected. So they would control everything. Again, this is all sounding very much like Agenda 2030, and Vinny Fine said, you know what, I think it might be onto something, because this doesn't affect the big guys. It's affecting the small guys. They've marketed this to the small guy to... could possibly be to destroy your equipment, to put you out of business.
Well, and Vinny, you know him, I know him. This guy, there isn't anything that he will not tackle. I mean, there is nothing on this planet. From an engineering standpoint, from a repair standpoint, I don't care how you look at this. If it's broke, Vince Finale's going to fix it.
Yeah, he does.
And if it wasn't for that, his ability, he already would have been bankrupt and buried like many other thousands and thousands of farmers. Because the bigger outfits, you just call up somebody from John Deere, hey, I blew a hose, okay, we'll be out there to fix it, and they do. And you get this gargantuan bill, but you're back in a tractor seat tomorrow plowing your fields or doing whatever. It's the little guy that doesn't have the money that this really hurts. And Vince is more the exception rather than the rule, because this guy can tear apart a transmission in a tractor. And folks, this isn't like a car. Well, all you have to do is unbolt it from the engine and drop it. No, you literally have to disassemble the damn tractor to get to the transmission in halves. There's a front half, there's a back half. You literally have to take that off in order to expose the frame in order to get to the transmission.
Yeah. Now, you know, Vinny reminds me of those guys on NPR a long time ago. Remember Click and Clack?
Yeah. Yeah,
those guys, you can tell them the model of the vehicle, and they tell you how to fix everything. That's Vinny.
Yeah,
Vinny is Click and Clack. The guy knows his farm machinery, how to fix it.
Oh, he
amazing.
And what I wish, you know, here's one of these guys. I've always been kind of envious of people that are mechanically inclined, that a problem occurs and go, well, I can fix that. Really? Yeah. You can? I mean, he's one of the few people I know that he actually has a lift in his 3-bay garage at his house. He has a lift. Now, how many people do you know have a lift in their garage? Well, he's self-sufficient. That's what he's been pushing for a number of years, and that's how he conducts himself. And I'm really surprised that more people didn't pay attention to Vin on the farming issues or other issues that he's uncovered, because he's a dogged individual. Once he latches onto something, it's like a snapping turtle. You know, those jaws aren't going to open up, even if you cut its head off. Let me go to Fred in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Hey, howdy, gentlemen. Howdy, John. Howdy, Steve. The three groups of people that have the longest longevity, the longest life, I'm going to give them to you. The Okinawans, that's a small island, a Japanese island. And then the next is the Sardinians, which is a larger area, and they have a little bit more mixed race. And then the third group I'll name in a minute. Okay, you could take the Okinawans and say the people that populated the island to begin with had the same DNA and inherit in their genes. You could say that. They're all mainly vegetarians. Well, you can take the Sardinians. They're a larger area and more mixed race. But their lifestyle, and they're, you know, a good deal vegetarians. Similar DNA. But the third group is the Seventh Day Adventists, and they are of every race, color, and nation on Earth. So therefore, DNA. And how you're raised, and what you eat.
Okay, Fred. I'm a little confused in the last group of people that you mentioned being diverse of color and all this other stuff. How does that fit in there?
Okay, I'm going to put it all together. The last group, the Seventh-day Adventists, is of every color, every race,
right,
and every nation.
Right.
It's their lifestyle. They're vegetarians. Not all Seventh-day Adventists are, so therefore you can't attribute it to a race, a color, a nation, a tongue, a people, because they are of every race, color, and nation on Earth.
Hmm.
So your diet and your lifestyle has everything to do with your longevity and your health and your outlook on life.
Well, and those are the issues, Fred. You're speaking about the things that you could control. And a lot of this stuff, people don't even understand you need to take control of your life and your dietary intake because they don't know what's threatening them.
The Seventh-day Adventists is going away from it. Even they, and they've had 150 years of the health message. Over 150 years of the health message. I've been to Okinawa over 60 years ago when I was in the Navy, but I didn't know a damn thing then, a dumb young kid. But you covered it, and Steve covered it, you know, with the foods we eat and the feminization of the men, you know, it's what the hell the diet we eat. But the parents are ignorant. And hell, I'll be 82 in a month, and I was ignorant until I was 60 years old. So, hell, if I raised kids today, it would be completely different.
Fred?
Anyhow, gentlemen, have a hell of a good day, and talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Fred is very good at signing off, and he doesn't let a rebuttal or a thank you or nothing. I was just going to simply say to him that you're never too old to learn a new trick. By the way, Steve, down there in God's waiting room, Florida lawmakers vote to arm teachers. Wow. They're finally starting to get the message. Rather than calling 911 and the police after the mayhem has ensued, they're taking a more proactive approach to deal with a problem that's in progress. Calling 911, ladies and gentlemen, in my estimation, they show up sometime between death and rigor mortis. We'll take the top of the hour break here. Steve Alkins riding shotgun with me. Vince Finelli was supposed to be here today, but because of the heavy rains, his internet's been down for 3 days. So we will reschedule that one. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-927-9673.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.